Gardaí are continuing to question a man in his 50s who was arrested yesterday on suspicion of murdering Mike Gain. The 56-year-old sheep farmer went missing from his home near Kenmare in County Kerry 8 weeks ago. The man was arrested yesterday afternoon after Gardaí confirmed that partial human remains had been found on Mr. Gain's farm. Let's go to Kerry and our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy. Pascal, you were reporting in the bulletin there that detectives from the Garda National Bureau of Criminal Investigation have now joined this investigation. What more can you tell us?
Well, Rachel, from the outset of this investigation, the investigation team on the ground have had access to the Garda National Support Services, such as the Garda Water Unit, which contains Garda divers. They have been deployed twice in this search for Mike Gain. The Garda Dog Unit, it has been on the ground in Kenmare and are back again there today. And similarly, the team on the ground here have had access to detectives from the National Bureau of Criminal Investigation, NBCI, and they have particular expertise in investigating serious crime and specifically in interviewing suspects. Now, I understand that detectives from the NBCI have joined detectives on the ground here, and teams of detectives are taking are operating rotas to interview the man in his 50s arrested here in Killarney yesterday afternoon on suspicion of Mike Gain's murder. Now, I can tell you that that man, my understanding is, he was known to Mike Gain, and that he availed of his right to suspend questioning at midnight last night and avail of arrest period between midnight and 8 a.m. So his period of detention will extend then on into tonight, probably around 9 or 10 o'clock, before a decision will have to be taken by the Director of Public Prosecutions as to whether he will face a charge or be released.
What else has been happening today, Pascal?
Well, a lot is still happening at the search site at Mike Gain's farm at Corrig East outside of Kenmare. You have around 20 members of the Defence Forces have rejoined the search, and they are searching in the fields adjoining the farmyard with strimmers and shovels and pikes. There is a search underway on a bohoreen or a lane leading from the farmyard down to the fields. An industrial unit has been brought in on the back of an articulated truck for clearing drains, and that has joined the search as well today. And the technical and forensic examination by members of the Garda Technical Bureau, mostly concentrated around the farmyard, that too is continuing, Rachel.
Have any questions been raised about the investigation and about the way in which what are assumed to be Mr. Gain's remains were discovered?
Yes, I think a lot of questions have been raised, but I also think it's important to remember that when people comment, be they journalists or members of the public, on an investigation like this, it is my experience that we only know a fraction of the information that is within the domain of the Gardaí. So we don't know what the Gardaí know and what the investigating team knows and why they took the decisions that they took. That may or may not come out in time, but I think it's important to stress that. Yes, I have certainly seen many, many questions being asked on social media in relation to certain decisions and things that have occurred in this investigation. But perhaps they're not questions I can say certainly that I am not qualified and I do not have the information to answer. So perhaps they're not questions for me, but also there may be questions for another day.
Pascal, thanks indeed. That was our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, reporting from County Kerry.